Think about a time when change was foisted upon you. How did you feel? And how did you find yourself reacting to the one or ones who brought the change? Got it in your head? I asked my students last week to share in one-on-one conversations their answers to those questions. Then I asked them, what I'd invite you to give 30 seconds thought to, talk about a time when you were pushing someone or someone's else to change. What did that feel like? What did you encounter in response from the others? I asked them next in groups of 5 to 7 to come up with the two commonalities from answering these questions in one-on-one exchanges. I took notes as they called out the commonalities they came up with. Here are my notes. This is what they said about when change was imposed. Resistance and avoidance. Rebellion. Confusion. Criticism of those bringing change. Resentment. Hatred, someone called out. Relief, when you were able to adapt to the change. Frustration, one person said, fun. And then the last said, uncertainty, unsureness, confused expectations. When I asked them, what about when you brought change, here's what they said, guilt at pushing someone. Once through the initial resistance, you can gain acceptance. There is great uncertainty about failure or success. Resistance to the change. Betrayal. Heavy emotions when you're pushing change toward those you're close to. Isolation from those you're pushing. Skepticism towards you. I completely and totally expected that they would talk about resistance. Nevertheless, I was still blown away by the extent and universality of their responses. I announced professorially, forget reading all the great books about leading change. You have all produced the essentials in these lists. There are 3 inescapable conclusions. For the first, I simply quote my friends Jim Kouzis and Barry Posner. Quote, not one person of the thousands they studied claimed to have achieved a personal best by keeping things the same. All leaders, they continue, challenge the process. Leading involves bringing others to change. Kouzis and Posner study personal bests, and I guarantee in leadership failures, change and resistance to rebellion are almost the lion's share of the story. And as my students made so patently clear, point 2, challenge and change generate resistance, much of which is directed at the messenger. So point 3, know it and prepare for it. As you lead change, what do you pay attention to? Given the inevitability of confusion, anxiety, and resistance, what works to get the work done and to keep you sane and safe in the process? I'd love your thoughts, and I'll share a few of my own next week. Lead with your best self.